It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And again, Govinda Das is a star here. One of the stars, co-star. Anti Leela, chapter 10. This is verse 106 to 133. Govinda Das feeds Lord Gauranga. Charimasa Varshaya Rahila Savabhaktagan Janmashtami Adi Jatra Kaila Darashan. All the Bengali devotees came to Jagannath Puri and they stayed for 4 months of the rainy season and observed many ceremonies, such as the anniversary of Lord Krishna's birth. So this everyone's pretty familiar with, the yearly itinerary of the devotees from Bengal and Assam and all these places. They would come and spend the entire Chaturmasya in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya and observe all the festivals centered around the Jagannath Mandir, including Rath Yatra and all these festivals. Purve jadi gora haite bhaktagana aila prabhure kichu kayete sabhara icha haila. When all the devotees arrived from Bengal, they all desired to give Mahaprabhu something to eat. It's pretty standard behavior. The grihasthas, mostly all these devotees coming from Bengal, they're all grihastha devotees. Shivananda Sen, Advaita Acharya, and Shivas Pandit. And they're all married, and they would come, like Raghava Pandit and Damayanti, his sister. And they would bring preparations with them to feed the Lord, and then they would also host him. If they had homes there, some of them had homes in Puri, summer homes they would stay in during Chaturmasya, and they would host him there. So grihasthas always like to feed saintly people, because whenever a saintly person, what to speak of God, whenever he takes food that you've cooked from your hand, then he also takes anything bad that's in you will come out, and you'll get promotion by distributing food to a saintly person. That's very... lots of good sukriti. So people just want to render that service to please the Lord. So kehokon prasada ani deya govindatani iha jena avashya bhakshan karina gosani. Every devotee would bring a certain type of prasadam. He would entrust it to Govindadas, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, and say, please make sure that the Lord eats this prasadam. So we've all had that experience, that someone sends some bhoga for the saintly person, then he offers it to a shalagram or Govardhan Shila or deities. And then if he's on a brat, or if he does whatever, then he distributes that food. Then the person who cooks it said, oh, did he eat the food? Or did you get my this or that? You've got my samosas. How did you like them? So they're very good. Of course you didn't eat them, but you know. You distribute them to Chokidar, anybody, to Ramo and Shamo, or anybody, or to any devotees here and there. And they certainly liked it. So you convey to them the good cheer of all the devotees who took part. So yes, it was very good. It was very good. Everyone liked it, even Ramo and Shamo. So they would tell Govindadas, listen, we've made this very special prasad or bhoga to offer to Lord Chaitanya. So you're his servants. You take it. Make sure that he eats what we've cooked, and then our life will become successful, and our service will be fruitful. Keha paita keha nadu keha pitapan bahumulya utam prasad prakara jaranan. Someone brought a coconut preparation, sweet balls, cake, sweet rice, and the prasadam was of different varieties, and all was very costly. Some people bought dates that cost 2,000 rupees a kilo. Amoke diachi govinda kare nivan nivedan dari raka bali prabhu nakarena bhakshan. Govinda Das would present the prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, Mahaprabhu, of course this is called Govinda Das feeds Gauranga, this has been given by such and such a devotee. The Lord, however, would not actually eat it. He would simply say, give it to Ramu. No, he would simply say, keep it in storage. Nakarena Bhakshan. He would not eat it. Nakarena Bhakshan. He said, Dhariraka. Dhariraka. Hold them. Protect them. Darite darite garer. Barila eka kon. Shatta janera baksha jata. Haila sanchayan. Govinda kept collecting the food, and soon it filled an entire corner of the room. There was so much food stockpiled that it could feed 100 people. They're really collecting a lot. So now can we accuse the Lord of over-collecting? Is it Atyahara? Atyahara Prayaschascha? He's over-collecting? Now, the Lord is telling us we should not over-collect. We should simple living, high thinking. We should have the minimal of possessions and render the maximum service with least usage of energy, and not collect more than we need. Ishvasya madam sarvam. Here he's got so much food he can feed 100 people. Of course, this is his lila. Govindere sabe puche kariya jatan ama data prasada prabhur ki karaila bhakshan. All the devotees asked Govinda with great eagerness, "Have you given Mahaprabhu the prasada I brought by me?" Yes, yes, yes. Just now coming. Kahan kichu kahi Govinda karena vachan aradina prabhure kahi nirveda vachan. When a devotee's questioning Govinda, he had to tell them lies. The devotee was lying to the other devotees. See, it's right here. It's Praman. Shastra Praman. So we can lie to the other devotees. Did you steal the Mangalartik sweets? Me? Not. No, I didn't take them. I think Amiyatma took them. So you can lie, right? When the need arises, it's right here in Leela. No, but first qualify, first enter the lila, then start lying. Param satyam chadimahi. Param satyam chadimahi. First we should tell the truth and get liberated. Then when you enter the lila, then you can cheat and steal and rob and lie and do everything. Steal butter, steal everything, right? Like Krishna. But don't imitate and not enter the lila. We want to imitate Shiva, but we don't want to drink an ocean of poison. Right? So we can't imitate. This Leela should be worshipped and served and remembered for a purification, elevation, but there's no question of imitation. He had to tell them lies. But now see the result. Therefore, Nirved Vachan. Therefore, one day he spoke to the Lord in disappointment. See, the devotee doesn't like to lie. He feels very unhappy. If he's forced by circumstance to tell some lie, then he feels very sad about it. So now, Govindadas, the godbrother of Mahaprabhu, who's acting as his servant, he speaks to the Lord. Acharyadi Mahashaya Kariya Jatan Tomara kayate vastu dena morastan. My Lord, many respectable devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, make a great endeavor to entrust me with a variety of foods, especially made for you. Tumi se nakao, tanra puche bharabar, kata vachana karimo, kemani amara nistar. But you don't eat what they cook. And again they ask me, how long shall I go on cheating them? How shall I be freed from this responsibility? There is Govindadas, he's also a great devotee, eternal associate of the Lord, who exists on the topmost, he exists on the topmost platform of purity and honesty. But his service has put him in a predicament. And he's feeling disappointed in his heart, nirved. And he doesn't want to carry on. He says, "Listen, my Lord, can you give me another service? I don't want to be the temple commander because it's a very difficult service. It makes so many enemies when you're temple commander. So now I'm in charge of the Boga commander. And I'm in really hot water with this service, so if you'll please relinquish me from this service at the earliest, please grant me early retirement so that I can avoid this difficult situation. So what did Lord Chaitanya say to Govinda Das in return? Prabhukahi, adivasya dukha kaneman, kevaki diache taha anaha ekan. Why are you so foolishly unhappy? He says he's foolishly unhappy. Bring to me here whatever they have given you. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in a verse, this verse, Mahaprabhu says, Adi Vasya, which means one who has been living with another for a long time. Because Govinda had been living a long time with Mahaprabhu. Whereas other devotees would mostly come and go. In effect, the Lord told Govinda, Govinda, since you have been living with me for a long time, you should not be foolishly disappointed in this particular situation. Bring all the food to me, and then you will see that I can eat all of it. Etabali Mahaprabhu Vasila Bhojan Namdari Dhari Govinda Kari Nivedan. Mahaprabhu sat down to eat. Then Govinda offered him the preparations one after another. And as Govinda did so, he spoke the name of the person who had given each one. One by one, it just came to my mind that Govinda Das was picking up the preparations and saying, because he put a little scotch memo, he put a little sticker tag on each preparation. Oh, see this coconut samosa? This coconut samosa, this is made by Damayanti from Panihati. Here, my lord. Acha, coconut samosa. Acha. See this apple chutney? This apple chutney was made by Raghava Pandit, her brother from Panihati. Ah, oh, acha, very good. So it's quite a very amusing scene. You can imagine if you're sitting there watching. He's making an announcement. Govinda Das stands up. Yes, this is some ladus. This is dal bati churma. This is made by Sita Takarani from Shantipur. Acha, churma, very good. It's a very, very amusing scene. And now, of course, we should read this on Ekadasi. We always read about food on Ekadasi, right? Acharya e paida panasara pupi. Sarapupi. You ever had that? Sarapupi? Eya mrita gutika manda karpura kupi. Sarapupi and karpura kupi. Do you know the difference? Oh, 50% of your life is wasted. You don't know the difference between sarapupi and karpura kupi. How do you call yourself a Vaishnava? For your information, for those who don't know, sarapupi is cakes made with cream, and karpura kupi is a pot of camphor. These preparations, sweet rice, cakes made with cream, and amrit gutika, manda, and a pot of camphor were given by Advaita Acharya. Shivas panditera e aneka prakar pittapana amrit manda padmachini are. Cakes, creams, amrit manda, and padmachini were given by Shivas Pandit. Acharya ratnera e sava upahar acharya nidira e aneka prakar. All these, Govinda said, Govinda is saying these. Now, my lord, these are the gifts of Acharya Ratna, and these preparations are made by Acharya Nidhi. Govinda Das went on. Vasudeva datera e Murari Guptera ar Mudimanta kanera e Vivida Prakar. My lord, all these foods have been given by Vasudeva Dutt, and these by Murari Gupta, and these by Buddhimanta Khan. Shiman Sena, Shiman Pandit, Acharya Nandan, Tan Sabaradatte Karaha Bhojan. Prabhu, these are the gifts of Shiman Sena, and these are Shiman Pandit and Nandan Acharya. Please eat all these preparations. Kulina Gramara E, Age Deka Jata, Kandavasi Lokere, Deka Tata. Here are the preparations from the Kulinavasis, from Kulina Gram. And these are preparations made by the Kandavasis, Shrikanda. Aichesabara Namalan, Prabhurage Dare, Santushta Hana Prabhu, Sava Bhojankare. In this way, Govinda gave everyone's name as he put the food before the Lord. Being very satisfied, the Lord began to eat it all. Yadapi Mase Keravasi Mukuta Nari Kela Amrit Guti Kari Pana Ari Sakala Tadapi Nutana Praya Sabhadra Vira Swad Vasi Vishwara Nahise Prabhura Prasad. There were hard sweets made of coconut, mukut, nari kela, sweet balls, sweet drinks, and preparations that were at least a month old. But although they were old, they had not become tasteless or stale. Indeed, they had all stayed fresh. That is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So somehow the whole idea of all these offerings is that they're all being prepared by the Nitya Siddha Parishads of the Lord. And the Nitya Siddha Parishads have Siddha Dehas, and everything they're working with must be made of Sandini Shakti. Because the same question is asked, that if we go to the spiritual world and Krishna eats in the spiritual world and eats the rasgulla that his mother makes and he swallows it, then what happens to it? This question was asked. And the answer the Acharya gave is that, Prabhupada's answer was, well, you'll find out when you get there. But this Acharya, he said that everything there is Sandini. The background of everything is Sandini Shakti, which means eternality. So the rasgulla is eternal. Krishna's eating, he eats it, he swallows it, and somehow it's in his stomach, then it still again manifests again as a rasgulla, and then again he eats it. It's eternally existing in a state of Sandini Shakti. There's never one time when it doesn't exist. So this is the nature of the situation. When the Parishads of the Lord, when they were making these offerings, the Shrikandavasis and Sita Devi and Raghava Pandit and Govinda Das was keeping these offerings for 1 month, still they were not going bad. But the Bhagavad Gita is explaining, it's talking about dravya, and says that foods that are cooked for more than 3 hours, they become old or stale, and they cannot be offered to the Lord. Because foods that are prepared by us are influenced by the guna. But these foods that were prepared by Lord Chaitanya's eternal associates, Sita Devi Acharya, Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Advaita Acharya, the Kandavasis, and the Kalina Gramvasis. It's told here by Krishna's coverage, these foods were over a month old. They're a month old. It says here, they had not become tasteless or stale. Indeed, they had all stayed fresh. It says, Vasi Vishvad, Vishvad Nahise Prabhura Prasad. They were not tasteless. They were fresh. Vasi, they were not stale. So this is the touch of the Lord Sandini Shakti. Anything connected with the Lord becomes Sandini when it's prepared by his eternal associates. Ordinarily, if you make food and keep it for a month in Bengal, which is a very warm and moist area, and especially in Jagannath Puri, you can imagine, if you prepare foods and keep it for 1 month, it will become so stale and so much mold and all these other things will degenerate. So this is the transcendental nature of the Lord's prasadam when it's made by his eternal associates. Shata janera bhakshya prabhu dandeke kaila arakishuache bali govinde puchila. Within a very short time, Mahaprabhu ate enough for 100 people. Then he asked Govinda, is there anything more left? Because previously it was being explained that Govinda Das had stockpiled food for 100 people. That there's so many devotees had given preparations that they made. And they kept asking Govinda, did the Lord eat my preparation yet? Did he take the prep that I made? And he was lying to them. He said, yes, he took it. And then that affected him. He felt disappointed. And he approached the Lord and said, please, relieve me from my disappointment. Do something about this. I can't tolerate this, telling lies all the time and trying to pacify the devotees by misrepresenting the fact. So then the Lord said, all right, bring everything. So then it's described that there was enough food to feed 100 men. And now it's telling that food that could feed 100 men, Lord Chaitanya ate it very quickly. Then he asked, is there anything more? So it sounds a little bit like, Anore, bring me more. Thousands and thousands of samosas and lakes of sweet rice and mountains of pakoras and whole lakes full of fresh water and rose water were all drunk by Giridhari, Govardhan. And still he was saying, Anore, bring me more. So this is the nature of love. You can never reach the end of love. There's always room for more. There's always room to receive more love, and there's always room to give more love. And this is the Bhaktivatsalya. This is the Bhaktivatsalya month, as we were hearing from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the month where Damodar extends his affection to his affectionate devotees. This is the month of affection. This is Bhaktivatsalya Mas. The Lord opens his heart, specifically opens his heart to all of his bhaktas, Swalpam. Even a little tiny service rendered in this month captures the heart of the Lord. That Damodar is the one who binds the hearts of his devotees with his love. And Damodar is that form of the Lord who is easily bound by the hearts of his devotees. So here, Lord Chaitanya, these offerings that Damayanti and Raghava Pandit and Acharya Nidhi and Acharya Ratna and Advaitacharya and everyone's making, what are these offerings? It's the same as the makan and mystery of the Braja Gopis. They're making something, they're storing it in the clay pots, Krishna's coming and stealing it. It's their love, it's their solidified love, their expression of their love. It's tasty, it's fragrant, it's variegated. Vichitra prema, vichitra. So this is the nature of love. It's tasty, it's fragrant, it's attractive. When a preparation is made nicely, it looks nice. It appeals to the eyes, the colors of the preparation, the design and shape of the preparation. Then the fragrance of the preparation appeals to the nose. Then the touch of the preparation appeals to the sense of touch. The taste of the preparation appeals to the sense of the tongue. So this is the nature of prasadam. So love is like this also. So the devotees were storing up their love for 8 months. For 8 months they were in viraha. So there's this intense love that they were feeling for Mahaprabhu for 8 months in separation while they were in Srikanda and they were in Shantipur and Mayapur, etc., Navadvip Mandal. 8 long months, millions and millions of yugas, they were waiting to return to Jagannath Puri and spend Chaturmasi with him. So all that feelings of separation, intense desire to meet again, was compressed into their Amrit Keli, into their, as it says here, all that love was compressed into their Sarapupi and Karpura. Was it? Sarapupi and Karpura Kupi and Amrit Gutika, and all their exotic and interesting Padmachini and Amrit Manda. All that love was compressed in these most variegated preparations that were very extremely fragrant, tasty, pleasant to touch. And that's the hearts of the devotees. The hearts of the pure devotees are pleasant to see, they're pleasant to touch, they're fragrant. They appeal to all the senses and to the mind. One becomes overwhelmed in the presence of a pure devotee. Overwhelmed means all of his senses become saturated with fulfillment, and his mind becomes saturated with happiness. So Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Govinda, very interesting name for his servant. Although it's his godbrother, his name is Govinda. So Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the senses. Go means senses, Vinda, Vindate. One who gives happiness and pleasure to the senses. So Govinda is giving the most pleasurable thing to Bhagavan's senses. The thing that pleases Govinda's senses most is his sense of love. And Govinda is giving the love of all Lord Chaitanya's devotees. He's the distributor of the love offerings. He's distributing all the love offerings from Gauranga's devotees. He said, and he's telling each one, it's so interesting because love is personal. Love is personal, love is individual. Each devotee has a personal, individual relationship with the Lord. So in this pastime, when Govinda was presenting each preparation, he's not making a plate and say, here, my Lord, here's a plate of samosas, here's some sweet rice, here's a sweet plate, here's a sabji plate, here's a savory plate, here's the pakoras, here's the samosas. I'm just putting everything together. He's picking up each thing. This is Amrit Gutika. This is Damayanti's offering. And he gives it to the Lord. He would introduce each preparation by saying, this is the name of the preparation, this is who made it. So that's individual, that's personal. Because that offering is a love offering. Basically what Govinda Das was saying, Mahaprabhu, this is Damayanti's love offering. Please, you savor it, you relish it. Then what would he say? Honore, honore. Give me, is there more? Is there more of Damayanti's love offering? Is there more of her love? And then Govinda will have to say, oh, Damayanti, Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, and the Lord is asking for more? You have more offerings of love? You can offer more love? And they say, whoa, well, we'll be back in 8 months. We have to go away and come back in 8 months and offer some more. So this is, and that's why it says, indeed, all these preparations stayed fresh. They didn't become stale. Because these preparations that they were offering were the offerings of their heart. Love never becomes stale. Love is always fresh. It doesn't become stale. It said these preparations, although they were old, at least a month old, they had not become tasteless or stale. They all stayed fresh. This is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So is pure love always fresh? Does it ever become stale? Never become old? Govinda Bali Raghavera Anjali Macha Ache Prabhukai Ajirahu Tahadekimu Pache. Govinda replied, now there are only the bags of Raghava Pandit, Raghava Jali. The Lord said, let them remain today. I shall see them later. Because Raghava Pandit is Champakalata Saki. Haradina Prabhujadi Nibritte Bhojan Kaila Raghavera Jalikuli Sakala Dekila. The next day, when Mahaprabhu was taking his prasadam or bhojan in a secluded place, he opened the bags of Raghava Pandit and inspected their contents one after the other. Nibritta bhojan. Very interesting. All the devotees' offerings were eaten together. Of a hundred, enough prasad to feed 100 people, 100 men. Lord Chaitanya ate the offerings of everyone. Advaita Acharya, Shivas Pandit, Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Vasudev Dutt, Murari Gupta, Budhimanta, Shriman Singh, Shriman Pandit, Nandan Acharya. All of their offerings were eaten together. Of course, Acharya Ratna is Chandrasekhar. Second name for Chandrasekhar, who was like this second father. So all of these devotees that are mentioned here, Shivas Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Chayaratna Chayanidhi, Vasudev, Murari, Budhimanta, Sriman Pandit, what is their relationship? What is their staiva? What is their relationship to Mahaprabhu? Does anyone know? They're all in Dasya Bhav or Vatsalya Bhav with Lord Chaitanya. So all of their love offerings, all the Vatsalya Bhav and Dasya Bhav was taken together in one offering. Now Nibritta Bhojan. Now one offering was taken, Nibritta means secluded private place. This is offering of Raghava Pandit from Panihati. And he's inspecting their contents one after the other. And it was a big bag. He brought a big bag, Raghava Jali. Because Raghava Pandit, who is he? He's Champakalata. Right? Champak Saki. Sabha Javiera Kichu Kichu Upayoga Kaila Swadu Sugandhi Deki Bahu Prashamshila. Mahaprabhu tasted a little of everything they contained and praised it for its flavor and aroma. So he very much is appreciating Raghava Pandit's offerings. Vatsareka tarayara urakila darya bojana kale sarupa pariveshe kasana. All the varieties of the remaining prasad were kept to eat throughout the year. So it's not like Bhagavad Gita talking about the influence of the gunas on the dravya. Foodstuffs that's cooked for more than 3 hours becomes tamasic, influenced by tamagun. Or food that's kept more than 6 hours should never be eaten. These instructions are there. Lord Chaitanya is eating food, bhojan, is 1 month old, now 1 year old. Because love is never tasteless and love is never stale. 1 year, 1 light year. He ate a little lunch. Swarup Damodar would serve it little by little. Very interesting. All the previous preparations were served by Govinda Das, his godbrother. And then, beginning with Raghava Pandit's preparation, then that was taken in private. And then for the remainder of the year, all the preparations, and that was Champakalata's preparation, Raghava Pandit's. That was taken Nibrita Bhojan, alone, separate from the others. Separate this love. This love is a different flavor, a different taste. The Madhurya Prem, the Sakhi Prem of her Sakhis. Radharani is tasting this Champak's offering. And Champak's offerings are very special, aren't they? We know in Govinda Lilamrita that Champak has a special kitchen in her kunja, at Radhakund. And she's also known as Mistahana. She has sweet hands. Champakalata is especially good cook. And when Radha and Krishna are moving around the kunjas of Radhakund, then they come to Champakalata's garden, to her kunja, and there's a special kitchen there set up. It's called, it's actually the original Food for Life kitchen. No, excuse me. This is Champakalata's Food for Life kitchen, midday meals. And that's a fact, it is midday meal. It's Madhyan Kal. And Radha and Krishna, when they go in Champakalata's kunja, then she has so many beautiful preparations there that they relish after jal keli and water sports. So this same Champakalata appears in Gaur Leela's Raghava Pandit. So Mahaprabhu is so much appreciating the preparations because Govindadas said, "My Lord, this preparation is made by so-and-so, please eat it. Now, here is Raghava Pandit's jali. There is his bag of preparations. Please, you take." "No. Not now. I don't want to have rasabas. No rasabas, please. Please don't mix Madhurya Ras with Vatsalya. Dasya. I will take this in a separate place. I will relish this ras in a Nibrita Bhojan." You see? It's very interesting. Govinda Das served the preparations from the Dasya Bhaktas and the Vatsalya Bhaktas. Now who's going to serve all the rest of the preparations for the remaining year? Swarup Damodar. Who is Swarup Damodar? Lita Sakhi. Now see further elaboration of this point. And now, although all these other preparations, he polished them off at one sitting, all his preparations was enough food that 100 men could eat. Right? All that. Now, those preparations that are made by this Madhurya Prema Bhaktas, he says he's eating it little by little. It says, Bhojan Kali Sura Parivesha Kasana. It says, all the varieties of remaining prasadam were kept to eat throughout the year. When Mahaprabhu ate his lunch, Swarup Damodar Goswami would serve it little by little. He wouldn't eat little by little. Whereas before he ate so much, 100 people could eat it. He ate 100 men's food. One sitting. And say, "Hey, more. Give me more." Now it's just little. He's not saying, more. What is this? Just a little bit. Throughout the year, little. So satisfying. So fulfilling. Anandam buddhivardhanam. Anandam buddhivardhanam. An ocean which never reaches its shores. Anandam. An ocean that ever expands. The ocean of Madhurya Bhav never finds any shore, any limit. It expands more and more and more. Kabu ratri kale kichu karena upayog, bhaktira shradhara dravya avasya karena upabog. Now, the other preparations were all eaten in the daytime. Ratrikale kichu karina upayog. Ratrikal. What is Ratrikal? Nishakal? What time is Ratrikal? 10:48 at night till 3:36 in the morning. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would take some of it at night. The Lord certainly enjoys preparations made with faith and love by his devotees, because we know that in the evening time, Pradoshkal and Barsana, Radharani is preparing so many special sweets to send to Krishna, some of which he will eat in Nandagaon, and later others he'll eat during the Rasa dance in Ratrikal. Amrit Keli, Gangajal Ladus, Siddhu Amrit Keli, Gutika, all these different, five different sweets. Two of them he eats at his house in Nandagaon, and three eats later during Ratrikal, after Rasa dance. So it's saying, at Ratrikale, usually people don't, Ratrikal, Ratrikal means 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night. Where is Lord Chaitanya at that time? He's in the Gambira. He's with Surab Damodar, who's serving him the food. So what is his bhav in the Gambira at night? He's in the Rasalila bhav, grinding his face in the wall, wanting to run to the Rasalila. So these are the very special Nibritta, he's going to a Nibritta place, the Gambira, and relishing these prasadams, little by little. So this verse says, Mahaprabhu would take some, and Lord certainly enjoys preparations made with faith and love by his devotees. Bhaktira Shradhara Dravya Avashya Karena Upabhog. So this is Bhakta Shraddha Dravya. So this dravya, the articles, what are dravya means the articles, the preparations, the substances, the dravya. But what are they? They're actually expressions of shraddha, expressions of the faith of the devotee. And the devotees on the highest adhikar, they have the purest representation of faith. At the highest level of adhikar, the purest representation of faith is prema. Right? Because they say, it's said that Shraddha, or this faith, is like the jyoti of Radharani, the halo of Radharani. So Radharani is Prem Surupini, Mahabha Surupini. So these are the kind of preparations that Mahaprabhu is relishing. Those with the great, prepare with the greatest love and the greatest faith. And that's why Prabhupada translates the words that it says Shraddha. But Prabhupada, because when one is realized, then he can understand the deep import of the language which he's translating. If one does not realize, you only get a shadow of the representation of what's being conveyed in the language. So it says, Bhaktira Shradhara Dravya Avashya Karena Upabhog. So Shraddha means faith. The Prabhupada says, with faith and love by his devotees. Krishna is very pleased with his devotees and their offerings. And of course, this is very much sounds, this verse by Krishna's Kaviraj sounds like the Lord's own verse in the Gita, 9:26. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam nashnami prayatatma. Krishna's telling the same point. Here he's directly using the word, not shraddha, but bhakti. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Here we find Mahaprabhu accepted all this food because it had been offered by his devotees. Some he would eat at lunchtime and some at night. But he would always think that since his devotees had offered it with great love and affection, he must eat it. E matta Mahaprabhu bhaktagana sange chaturmasya gonaila krishna katha range. Mahaprabhu spent the entire period of chaturmasya in the happiness of discussing the topics of Krishna with his devotees. Krishna katha range. A great happiness. So this is, of course, the best way to spend every day of every month, to be in association with devotees, hearing Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha Ranga, it's a festival, it's a dance, it's a play, it's a Ranga. Krishna Katha Ranga, it's a festival, it's a Utsav, when one hears the glories of the Lord and his pastimes. So this concludes the story of Govindadas feeds Lord Gauranga. There's very many interesting points in this story we can think about. Because there's different qualities of prema, and there's different qualities of devotees and different hierarchy. So the food they prepare has different attributes also. So there's something, it's something extraordinary. I remember when devotees, they used to tell us that, oh, once Prabhupada came to our temple. I remember Satsuru Maharaj, he said, once in Boston, Prabhupada came to the temple and went in the kitchen and prepared halava. And all the devotees were making halava according to the recipes Prabhupada gave. But then Prabhupada himself, so many times in early days, Prabhupada would cook and show the devotees how to make offerings. So the devotees, Prabhupada went in and cooked the halava. And then when the devotees ate that halava, they remembered it for 40 years. 40 years later, they still remember the taste of that halava. That extraordinary halava prepared by the pure devotee, the most intimate devotee of Radharani, who has graced this planet with his lotus feet, he prepared halava to offer to his Radha Govinda, his Praneshwara, and then offer the remnants to the devotees, and they taste it. So the greater the love of the devotee, the greater the love in the offering. And the greater the Lord accepts that love, because he reciprocates reciprocally. The greater the love offered, the greater the love returned. So the Lord is relishing these great preparations of these devotees.